build a good strong foundation bottom, we put about 7-8 inches of clay in that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd cook and they'd build a little shed over it and they'd put a smokestack on the top and draw smoke up top and then it'd be open, smoke, the wind would blow the smoke. And they'd even go out there and cook something like that on that. And they had they did have what they used to, them days. They'd build something like that, maybe not about 4 foot square.
Yeah.
And they'd take they had what they call these wooden barrel then, you know, like flour barrel.
Uh-huh.
They'd take it and put it in there, and they'd take that clay and they'd put all over it, you know. And they'd put about 4 inches thick, start all the way down, and it fixed the front there so they could put a gate up or something there and close it, just wrap something up against it, you know.
Yeah.
And they let it sit there for a few days, and when they think it would be dry enough, they'd put a fire in there, and that barrel, all them cooks would burn, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then that thing would get hard, and they'd even make when they want to make light bread, they own it. And when they got ready to cook it, and they go cook it that day, or in the morning, they'd go down and build a big fire, and then put a big fire, and they'd have a piece of iron for the dough. And they'd get that thing good and hot. They had a place for the smoke to come out. And when they get through, they'd take all that fire out and sweep it all out, and they'd put the bread in there and let it stay there so long, they'd cook it. They cook bread like that, a baked pork roast, baked chicken, anything. It'd stay hot, it'd keep the heat that long, you know. They'd put about, I guess, 4 to 6 inches clay all around it. When they get all that hot, it'd stay hot a long time. And later, I'd say in the 1950s, I was working in Louisiana over there. They'd make them thing out of cement like that.
Uh-huh.
And they'd put a gate, a door on it and something, and they'd heat that thing, it'd build a fire and heat it. And then they could cook anything in it. But back then they done it with a barrel, and they'd burn it up, and that clay gets so hard. And they had a shed over it, you know, if it rained, it didn't hurt it.
What'd you call the things in the fireplace you'd lay the wood across? There were two.
They call them fire dogs.
Okay. And up above the thing, you'd have a place where you'd set a clock or something like that, up above the fireplace?
Yeah, they call that the mantelpiece.
Okay. Now, what would you call the stuff, you know, that came up through the chimney? You'd get it on your face, maybe you'd call it?
That's smut.
Okay.
Smut, be good.
And then also, you know, the stuff you have to clear out of the fireplace after every fire is white.
Yeah, the ashes. You have to scoop that off. Most of the people used to, they'd take the ashes out of that and they'd put it around the fig trees, you know, fruit trees, everything that's good, which I believe it does too, you know.
Is that so?
Yeah.
What'd you call the big piece of wood that you put in after you got the lighter going?
Well, we call that a chunk, you know.
Okay.
Right now they'll cut some of they go ahead and chunk of wood and put it in the fire, you see.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to ask you some questions about some of the stuff in the house. What would you call it, all the stuff in the house, you know?
Well, we had a dresser there. Had a